Dick Whelan in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast calling for a warm afternoon with sunny intervals and a high of 84 degrees. Racine County Judge John Jude today sentenced two men to prison for their roles in gun-related incidents last year. 20-year-old Darkie Ellison received a total of 8 years in prison, followed by 4 years of extended supervision on endangering safety convictions, while 22-year-old Martin Walker got a total of 9 years in prison and then 5 years of extended supervision. Walker will also have to serve 2 years on probation. The criminal complaint says in one incident last September, Ellison was observed firing a handgun at the victim's home. In the other case, the very next month, was another series of shots fired into the same home. No one was hurt in either incident. A former assistant manager of the Burger King in Union Grove has pleaded no contest to a felony charge of theft in a business setting and will learn her punishment September 21st from Racine County Judge Michael Piontek. 48-year-old Margaret Lowry, according to the criminal complaint, stole close to $4,200 from the business between May and August of last year through a manager's swipe card. $1,400 of that total came in 1 month. The maximum penalty for the charge is 3.6 years in prison and a $10,000 fine. Changes to Wisconsin's open records law may still be in the works. Bill leaders with the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council expects Republican leadership will attempt to alter the law.
I don't think that anyone is going to try to get all of what they tried to get in these budget provisions, but I think there will be an attempt to get some things, to restrict information in some ways. I think they very much want to do that, and I think they're going to keep trying.
Sweeping changes to the state's open records law were slipped into the budget and then removed following an intense backlash. Records obtained by the Wisconsin State Journal reveal the Assembly Speaker Robin Voss initiated the changes. A 44-year-old man was seriously injured in a skydiving accident Thursday night in the Walworth County village of East Troy, leading to surgery this morning at Frederick Hospital. Police Chief Alan Boyce says his officers responded to the parachute accident and learned the skydiver from out of state had successfully made several jumps earlier in the day from the Sky Knight Sport Parachute Club. Something happened, however, according to the chief, but it's not clear if his parachute fully deployed. The FAA was notified and an investigation is underway. Fiat Chrysler is recalling nearly 1.5 million vehicles to update computer software to prevent hacking. It includes 2014 and 15 Jeep Cherokee models and 2015 Dodge Challengers. Cybersecurity experts showed the company ways of hacking into the late model SUV that was being driven on a highway, taking control of the speed, steering, and brakes using Fiat Chrysler's telemetric system. Notarized paperwork from CVS about the husband and wife property owners across from the site of a proposed store at Washington Avenue and Ohio Street in Racine no longer against the project has been validated by the city attorney's office. With more, WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
During this week's council meeting, City Attorney Rob Weber requested some time to look at the documents which he said had arrived at his office at the close of business. In an email response to a WRJN News inquiry, Weber confirmed the validation of those documents, and he said the issue will be brought up again at the August 3rd council meeting. He explained this past Tuesday that a change in the petition's opposition percentage would eliminate the need for a three-quarters vote of the alderman on the rezoning and make it just a majority decision for CVS. The company would still, though, need a conditional use permit for the proposed store that has yet to be decided by the Plan Commission. I'm Tom Cargo, AM 1400 WRJN News.
Dick Wheeland, AM 1400 WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.